Okay, the Haftarah of Parshas Pikudei is rarely read because Parshas Pikudei on a Shana Pshuta is always either Parshas Paro or Parshas Sachaydish. It's never read on a Shana Pshuta. And how many Ibiyas are there every 19 years?
Seven.
And 50% of the time, Parsha Shkolim is Vayakel and 50% Pekudei, which means 3.5 out of 7 are Shkolim and 3.5 are Pekudei. So we basically lay this. If a person lives 70 years, so he lives, I shouldn't say 70, I should better take 73 years, so he lives through 4 cycles, he'll hear it about a dozen times. So what did I say? 76 years, 3 cycles, right. So he'll hear it 3.5 times 4, which is about 13, 14 times. So this is going to be a very special Shabbos. I don't know how many more times, or many more times that we'll hear it, but, now this belongs in Parshas Pikudei because it's the end of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash and the discussion which follows, the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, and since this is the Mishkan, so therefore it fits very well. Vatishlam kol ha-melacha she'osa ha-melach Shlomo Beis Hashem. And the work that Shlomo ha-melach put into the Beis HaMikdash was completed. It was a 7-year work. Vayave Shlomo es kachei David aviv. And David brought that which, rather Shlomo, who brought that which David had been mikadesh, es ha-kesef ha-zav es ha-kelim, nosam ba-itzreis Beis Hashem. He put this gold, silver, and kelim into the storage, a treasure house of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is a very difficult pasuk because David HaMelech, we learn, wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash himself. We learn back in Sefer Shmuel Beis. And he asked Nasan HaNavi for permission to do so. And one of the stranger episodes in Navi, Nasan HaNavi gives him permission. He says, yes, you build the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if there's another incident in all of the Tanakh where the Navi gives the wrong answer. He says, David, you can build the Beis HaMikdash. Subsequently, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam comes to Nasan HaNavi and says, you made a mistake. You said he could build. He's not going to build it. As it says in Tiberi HaYomim, Har Beidam Shafachta, your hands are hands of Midas Adin, of pouring dam and spilling blood and war, and therefore you're not building the Beis HaMikdash. And Nasan HaNavi has to go back and retract his previous psak. He was overruled by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you better hurry up because David is a Zoriz, and by the time you get there, it'll be built already. David HaMelech, in the meantime, made plans. The entire floor plan, the whole architectural drawing of the Beis HaMikdash was completed. Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil. Through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it came to David, and he had the full plans for the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, he made a public appeal. He gathered Klal Yisrael and appealed for donations to the Beis HaMikdash. And it was a very successful appeal, just like in the Mishkan, they had enough, he had to tell them stop. There also, they raised plenty of money. And after that came Vayivarach David in the Siddur. When we say in the Siddur, Vayivarach David, that Vayivarach David took place at that appeal, when everybody brought everything that was needed. So, Vayivarach David, Hashem, call Vayivarach David, that whole thing is David's successful appeal for the Beis HaMikdash. And then he said, this episode, which this is all, in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chof Tes. That's why there's a minute to put money in the Pushka, at Vayivarach David, because that was an appeal for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So we put money for Beis HaKnesses in a Pushka for a shul at that time, because that's where that was said. So it was, as I say, a successful appeal, but it was an appeal for money. David gathered the money, made the plans, even dug the foundation. The famous Gemara in Makis, where he ripped out by mistake the stone that held up the Mayone Satayim, and he had to rescue the world, so to speak. In Vayivarach David, we also read from, I'm sorry, in Vovalet Zion, One of the psukim is also from Divrei Hayamim, from that speech of Divrei Hayamim, and there David HaMelech says to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that their hearts should be this way all the time. What is that? David says, let the people always be this way. They're ready to give, let them give. Rav Pam used to say that who knows, maybe the reason Jews are such big donors is from David's tefillah here. David was mispalel, shomer zayis la'ilam, liyetzim achshav vayis levav amecha, that Jews should have this heart at all the time. So David prepared all the money, all the plans, and it was ready to go.
When Nosson told him to build it, was he speaking as a Navi or
as an advisor? As an advisor to the king. Now, I had to go back and tell him no. Right. So it's a very strange episode. And the way we understand this is that there's sort of a pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash, a concept of the Beis HaMikdash, and then there are the Eitzim Vavonim of the Beis HaMikdash, the actual physical Beis HaMikdash. And David created the idea, the concept, the cheshek, the desire, the fact that he couldn't do it. You know, if you want to do something, you get ready to do it, it's held back from you, the cheshek is even greater. Teichei Rotzav Ava, Rav Shor writes, that the inyan of a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan is the Ava Shabbai. So David built the Pnimius, the Rotz and the cheshek, and Shlomo built the actual Beis HaMikdash, and the stones of Shlomo were destroyed. It was a Churban. But the concept of David is a conceptual thing. It's not destroyed. And that remains. And that's why we say, HaRachamanu Yaakov Lanu Esukas David. It's not called Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash. Typically, it's called David's Beis HaMikdash. Mizmashiach HaNukas Beis LaDavid.
He set up everything.
The same thing happens actually in the Bayis Sheni. In the beginning of Ezra, the Jews come, get ready to build, and they have everything ready, and they build a foundation, and then permission is retracted. Exactly the same thing happens by Kairish. Kairish retracts permission. And 18 years later, the Purim story takes place in between, Esther's son Dayavesh gives permission to complete it. So there also, there's a generation that has the Cheshek to build, and a generation that builds. Like two Bate Mikdashim. The concept and the actual stone and wood of the building. So that's the point. So first I want to mention that, you know, everybody darshins on the fact that Truma Tetzave is the Beis HaMikdash, and Yaakov Pekudei is all over again the same thing. I would see it as the same dual Beis HaMikdash. The Truma Tetzave is Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash conceptually, which Moshe Rabbeinu envisioned. Now, Yaakov Pekudei is Bezalel's Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk is pretty clear in this week's parasha that until it was actually physically put up, Moshe Rabbeinu had no hand in the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says that he arrived, and it was all done. And anyway, at any rate, now getting back to this pasuk, we have a problem. The Gemara asks, "What's going on with this pasuk?" I thought he used David HaMelech's gold and silver to build a Beis HaMikdash. David had the plans. He knew it was needed. So the Gemara answers, and the Rashi brings it in, at least as one pshat, that there was a hunger at the end of David's kingdom. And there was a shortage of money, and David made a mistake. He should have taken all this kachim money and spent it on people. But he didn't want to. He prepared the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech saw it as tainted money, as money that was, so to speak, misused, and he didn't use it for the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built, he didn't make an appeal, I have no idea why. Shlomo paid for the whole Beis HaMikdash. I mean, I guess it was the people's money anyway.
Texas.
But I guess so. But he didn't make a special tax for the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak.
That's one of the reasons Rashi brings. The Rashi brings another reason, because he saw the big Bichorav, the Goyim were going to take over.
So the Bichorav, he didn't want to say they were Machriv Sukkas David, so they were Machriv. Anyway, That's the first pasuk of the Avtaira, which, as the Gemara expresses, to be strange. And that gold and silver was ready in there for the Beis Hamikdash. She couldn't give it anywhere else. The second pasuk of the Avtaira is the first pasuk of Parakhes of Malachim. Oz Yaakov Shloim Esikne Yisrael is Kol Rashi Amatois. The CA obviously of the Yisrael of Melach Shloim Yerushalayim. Shloim made a great gathering. All the leaders at Yerushalayim, Lahalois Esarayim Bris Hashem Yir David Hitziyin. So he actually called the leaders to make their official inauguration, to bring the Arid in. Vayikalu al Melach Shloim Kolish Yisrael. Even though he summoned only the Zakenim and the Rashi Amatois, everybody came. When was this? B'yerach ha'isonim bechog. This was in the month of Tishrei. Tishrei, the Gemara says, chaydesh shenoylid by esonei oylam. The elders of the Jewish people were born in Tishrei, the Avais. And hu ha'chaydesh hashvi. That's the seventh month, Tishrei, as we're going to learn later in the Haftarah. This was the 7 days before Sukkot. They had this great feast and Karban HaShlamim the 7 days before Sukkot, and they did not fast on that Yom Kippur. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur. They ate those 7 days, and Shlomo HaMelech decreed it that way, and Abbas Kol endorsed his decree. So they came together. I have to mention here, these are Radak. It's one of those famous Tanakh things. The Radak here is actually, I think, the Targum Yonason, he says here that Yerach Esanim in Pshat is that Tishrei was originally the first month. He says that until the Jews left Mitzrayim, Tishrei was the first month in the Seder of the months. And after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Nisan became the first month and Tishrei became the seventh month. But it's called Rosh Hashanah, because Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah. So he teaches a sonim this way. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the page of Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Beis, who says that this Radak is contradicted by the Gemara. Because the Gemara asks, if the Mabul started in Cheshvin, is Man Yom and Tishrei Nivra Aylam, so, and the Man Yom and Nisan Nivra Aylam, why does it say Chaydesh Hasheni on Cheshvin? Gemara asked the Kasha, why is Cheshvan called Chaydesh Hasheni? The world was created in Nisan. So Gemara says, Sheini li yiridus ha-mabul, yiridus ha-mayim. So what's the Kasha? If until Jews left Mitzrayim, Shvi is the first month, Tishrei is the first month, and Cheshvan is the second month. This is his question. And it's dealt with in ways that are important for Tanakh. See, the question is, this is a general question. Rashi and the Ramban argue about it right in the beginning of Bereishis. If when the Chumash was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, or these Pesukim were written by Nasan HaNavi, did they write it based on what existed then, as if they were standing then? Or did they write it based on what existed then? The Pasuk says in Esteha Maleki, back in, what is it, Lech Lecha? Esteha Maleki, so Malek wasn't born yet. How is Esteha Maleki? So when Moshe wrote it, he was already born. So that's the question. The question is, when the Torah says, Chaydesh Hasheni, so Rabbi Kivega Esakasha, what's with this Chaydesh Hasheni business? Chaydesh Hasheni is based on Shema Asin. Kivega says, under Radak, there's Kochesh Hasheni, because before Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was Chaydesh Hasheni. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. But who cares if then it was Chaydesh Hasheni? Moshe wrote it. He shouldn't have written Chaydesh Hasheni. At any rate, this is a side issue. It's a Tanakh issue. Okay, let's come back. So come back to the gathering. Vayivayu kol zikne Yisrael v'yisu ha-kayinim es-ha-arayin. Vayalu es-arayin Hashem v'es-oyel mayayid v'es-kol klei ha-kaydesh es-ha-boyel. Now they had the oil mayayid, which would now be useless. Moshe Rabbeinu's kroshim that we read about in this week's parasha, they lasted in one form or another in different locations. How many years? 40 years in the Midbar and 450 years. That's pretty long. The
Korban of Shiloh, right?
490. Well, even the Korban of Shiloh, we assume that they still used it in the Neiva Givayim. So it lasted for quite a time, but now they brought it, Vayalo Eisav HaKayin of Alavim, it was also stored in the Beis HaMikdash.
Did they use the other Kayin?
Yeah, the kelim, the menorah, the shulchan aruch that they used. V'amelach shloime v'chal adas Yisrael hanayadim alav itay lefnei ha'aron. And the melach shloime and the Jews who had joined him, mizabchin sainu bakar asher lo yisafru v'lo yimonu meirayim. Incredible Gemara. The Gemara says the Mizbeach couldn't have held all these karbanis, so what did they do? They gave the whole floor of the Beis HaMikdash Kedushas Mizbeach. I don't know how you do that exactly. And they were able to shecht so many karbanis with a special designation of the whole floor of the Beis HaMikdash as Kedushas Mizbeach. V'yaviyu ha-kainim esaroim b'ris Hashem el mekaymai el dvir ha-bayis el kodesh ha-kodeshim el tachas kanfei ha-kruvim. They brought the Aron under the Kruvim. And this is something I mentioned often, that there were two sets of Kruvim. There were the Kruvim we read about in Sefer Shemais, which are part of the top, the lid, the kapiris of the Aron. And there were two separate Kruvim, which were freestanding Kruvim statues that stood one on either side of the Aron. And spread their wings over the Aron. The Aron was slid under the two. And when Yeshiyahu HaMelech was goinez the Aron, some 25 years before the Churban, two Kruvim remained inside. Shlomo's Kruvim. And that's what it means, that when the enemy came to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Kruvim were embracing each other. It's the kind of question you can catch people on. Even Talmid HaChachamim, if they don't know, you can catch them. Yes, then how could it be that the Kruvim were embracing each other if Yeshiyahu HaMelech hid the Aron? How do I know you can catch people? Because they do it all the time. How could they? I do this all the time. I tell people, what do you mean they were embracing each other? I thought Yeshiyahu HaMelech hid the Aron. He was going to the Aron. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Yuma. A Kayin found the tile that was misplaced where it was, and then he died. So. Okay, so at any rate, Shlomo made two additional Kruvim. He made 10 additional Menorahs. There were 11 Menorahs in his base. What? Why do I speak to our scroll? That's the Mishkan, that's why. In the Mishkan, that was before Shlomo was born. The Mishkan was the Mishkan. They published the Mishkan, not the base of English. Kia Kruvim Parsin Kanafayim. The Kruvim had spread wings, El Makaim Ha'arin, over the place of the Arin. Vayasaibu Akruvim Ala Arin Vabada Mamaila. And the Kruvim covered the Arin and its poles. Vayarichu Habadim. Interesting thing. It seems from the Pasik that they mismeasured. They made some kind of mistake in their measurements. You know, you do all your work into it. Vayarichu Habadim. The Badim was a touch too long to fit into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Vayero Rashi Abadim in HaKodesh al Pnei HaDvir. Vayero Chutza. The Badim stuck into the Pareichas, the curtain that hung. They stuck in, they weren't visible outside, but they stuck out of a Yusham Arayayim Hazeh. That's the way they remained. They remained protruding. The Gemara says, "Kishtei dadei isha." It looked like two breasts that were protruding from an item of clothing. So these two poles stuck out in the Haftarah for Sukkis. Pshat Shel Fal Hirsch has a very beautiful pshat, and in his poetic language, it's really beautiful. He says the two sticks stuck out because the Aron represents Torah. And you would think the Torah is in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you know, it's only for very holy people. So they stuck out as if to say to the people, come, take a hold of me. You know, I'm eager to get out of here. I'm eager to press out of here to take a hold of me. The Torah is, whoever wants can come in and take Torah.
Isn't this in a parochus?
Because Bayis Rishon, there was only one. The Bayis Sheni, there was a double parochus. In the Bayis Rishon, where there was a small parochus and there was a stone wall as well. There's a stone wall all around and a parochus in the center.
The Mishnah in Yuma says
that it was, it says the Bayis Sheni. Because the Bayis Sheni was higher and they weren't sure which parochus to put. They weren't sure in the Amma where the wall had stood, which side is the edge of the Kodesh HaKodesh, and say put a double pareches, it was like a maze, right, to walk in. I believe so. I'll ask Reb Chaim to double check, but I think it's that way. All right, Pasuk Tes, Thursday night, God willing.